have some movies you'd like us to review?
Tell us!
Send us an email at driveinmovieshr@gmail.com.
Or slide into our DMs on Instagram and Twitter at drivemoviespod, or on Facebook at Hogan and Rudy.
Let us know what to watch next.
And now, on with the show.
Welcome back to another episode of Drive-In Movies with Hogan and Rudy. Now it's Rudy's month to pick the double features, so we are starting with a couple comedies. One's more comedic than the other, but they both have a comedy element to it. So the two we have this week are Waking Ned Devine and Weekend at Bernie's. So starting with Waking Ned Devine, that is from what year?
I think it's 1999.
1998.
Ugh!
Ah, you're always one off.
I was positive about that one.
Oof. That is directed by... actually, it's written and directed by Kirk Jones. That stars Ian Bannon as Jackie O'Shea, David Kelly as Michael O'Sullivan, Fionnula. I don't know how you pronounce that, but I'm guessing that's how it is.
Come on, you're Irish. You should know this.
F-I-O-N-N-U-L-A. Fionnula. Flanagan. Annie O'Shea. That's the character she plays. Susan Lynch plays Maggie O'Toole, and James Nesbitt plays Pig Finn.
Pig Finn.
His name's Finn, he's the pig farmer, and everyone just calls him Pig Finn. That is going up against Weekend at Bernie's from what year?
1985. 1989.
You said that one so confidently, too.
I know.
That is directed by Ted Kotcheff. Written by Robert Klein. That stars Andrew McCarthy as Larry Wilson, Jonathan Silverman as Richard Parker, Catherine Mary Stewart as Gwen Saunders, and Terry Kaiser as Bernie Lomax. I will turn it over to you to go over the plots.
Oh yeah, let's go with the Rudy explanations of these. Mm-hmm. I'll start with The Weekend at Bernie's. That is about two guys in a corporation, and they're trying to get rich. They're just trying to find their way to the top. One is kind of one of the main characters is doesn't want to do anything. He just wants to get to the top. The other wants to work hard and get there. So they work on weekends and they find a financial error that someone is stealing from the company. So they bring it to the head of the company, and he's like, "Great, perfect. Come to my beach house." But really, he's the one that's stealing from the company. So he plans to have those two killed. But when he approaches the mob, he is actually with one of the mafia's girlfriends and tries to steal her. So the mob's like, "You know what? Forget those two. Let's kill Bernie." So they do. They go to his house, and they kill him, and then the two guys from the corporation act like he's not dead, because for some reason it just works out in the story like that. They want to enjoy their weekend. They want their weekend at Bernie's. And then Waking Ned Devine... that is about a small town. I almost like went into an Irish accent.
Small town, little story, but a wee little village.
It is about a wee little village in Ireland where someone wins the lottery. And there's only 52 people in the town, so they try to find out who wins it. It's Ned Devine. But Ned Devine actually dies from the excitement. So two guys in the town decide to make one of them seem like Ned Devine so they can get the winnings.
Yeah. Well done. Good job.
Hey, thanks.
A lot of death in both these movies.
Yeah. But comedic death.
Yeah, comedic death. Let's talk about some of these categories. What'd you think of the writing in these two?
Oh, yeah, the writing. I've never seen Weekend at Bernie's before. I didn't like the writing. I think it's an interesting idea, but it's too goofy. They have Bernie die, and then no one suspects anything. I get it, like, in the beginning, when they're at his house, and he's, like, dead on the couch, and they're trying to talk to him, but then days go by, It's a Memorial Day weekend. It's a 3-day weekend. And no one suspects anything. These two guys are always with Bernie. He doesn't talk. I don't know. It's a weird... And maybe it's because of the characters, and I'll talk about that later. Mm-hmm. I just did not care for the story. I lost interest pretty quick.
Yeah, I think Weekend at Bernie's is just kind of a silly movie. It's just kind of a lot of dumb humor. Watching it, just ridiculous after ridiculous thing happens to the point where you're like, how are these two like not in jail right now for
right
what they're doing? The writing is steered more toward the comedy side, so a lot of stuff doesn't quite make sense, or stuff is kind of drawn out to the extreme for the laugh. But in the grand scheme of things, you're like, this would absolutely never happen. Like, there's no way that they would get away with what they did. Some of the comedy aspect, though, if you're taking a look at the writing from a comedy element, I do think some of the jokes were pretty funny. My favorite element of the story in that one is I do kind of like the sub story with the mafia and how you find out that Bernie was kind of working with them, but he was sleeping around with the mafia boss's wife or girlfriend, whoever she was. And my favorite element of that story is the hitman that they send to kill Bernie.
Yeah.
And so he kills Bernie, but then the two guys show up at his house. They don't want to leave. They want to enjoy their weekend because they're in, like, the rich part of wherever they were at. So they want to enjoy the nice big house, the beaches, the parties, and everything like that. So they start to make it look like Bernie didn't die, and they start taking him around. And so people start seeing him, and word gets back to the mafia that he's still kind of up and up and about. So the hitman, like, goes out again and, like, kills him again at one point, even though he's already dead. And he looks so proud of himself every time he does it. And then he'll go to, like, walk away, and he'll be on, like, a boat to leave, and he'll turn around and the two guys have him, like, back up on, like, a beach or something like that. And just the look on his face, he's like, what the hell? I've killed this guy, like, 3 times. He keeps coming back. Every time they, like, pan to that story or that guy showed up, oh my gosh, that was so funny. Like, I love that aspect of it. Beyond that, there's jokes here and there that work, but it is just kind of all dumb humor. I didn't dislike the writing as much, and I found myself at least entertained through the movie. Mm-hmm. And kind of seeing how ridiculous it gets and how this is all going to work out in the end, just because you're like, how are these guys going to get out of this situation? There's no possible way that they're getting out of this. So I was intrigued in that aspect, and I had a good time with some of the comedy in it.
Waking the Divine, a little bit more of a serious, mm-hmm. not, I guess not a slapstick. It's more of like a subtle humor.
Yeah.
So you have the, and I really like, I guess I'm jumping into characters now, the two main guys, Jackie O'Shea and Michael O'Sullivan. It's kind of their idea because they're watching the lotto and he reads the paper and he knows someone from the town wins. So they have this chicken dinner party to invite everyone who plays the lotto and talk to them and try to figure it out. But there's some, it's pretty funny, the jokes that come out, mm-hmm. and it's very subtle. It's not like slapstick, like dead bodies flying everywhere. I don't know. I appreciated the writing a little bit more. And there's more to the story than just, like, trying to get the lotto. There's a whole side story of Pigfin. Oh, yeah. Like a little love story, which you don't really get until the end. Mm-hmm. That whole side story you kind of piece together. You're like, I don't understand anything what's happening right now. And this is, like, the second or third time I've watched it. So I'm like, why do I not remember this? And why am I confused by this movie, even though I've seen it? But then at the end, it comes together.
Yeah. I think Waking the Divine is definitely more subtle humor, more grounded. The story, for the most part, actually makes sense, and you could see kind of the events playing out in this one. I always like these kind of smaller village movies where everyone knows each other, and you get kind of like a story as if you're like actually part of the village and you're living here with all these people too, and the character shows up and you're like, oh yeah, that's so-and-so, he lives down the road. You just kind of get familiar with all the characters and the story, so I like the scope of it, how it's kind of a smaller scope. I will say that I was really intrigued in the beginning when they found out someone won the lottery. Yeah. But they didn't know who it was, so they were trying to, like, talk to everyone and, like, the conversations, and they would take them out to the pub and try to see if they're the ones who won. I really like that element of it, and I think a lot of the comedy worked pretty well there. Obviously, from reading the plot line and the title of the movie, you already kind of know who won the lottery. But
yeah.
I almost wish that would have went on a little bit longer, just because I like their interactions with all these different people. The middle element of it, I really enjoyed the comedy of Michael O'Sullivan kind of taking the role of Ned Divine and him talking to the lotto person and them trying to pass that information off. The story with Pig Finn, though, I get the whole scope of it, but I really didn't care for any of those scenes when, like, he was with Maggie or whatever her name was.
And once you find out, like, how it ends, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, you're like, I don't know. It was not very interesting to me when it cut away to that side story. And then you have the end, which is kind of like the town coming together to move forward with this plot, which is nice. It's like a heartwarming movie. I think that's what's cool about it in the writing aspect of it. I do think that between the middle and the end, it does kind of lose its steam a bit.
Okay.
But it's still enjoyable. I think the writing is still pretty solid in Waking Ned Divine.
Which one did you like more?
In terms of writing, I'm going to give my point to Waking Ned Divine.
Okay. I'm going to agree with you. Waking Ned Divine.
Yeah, more intelligent writing, more kind of real life humor rather than the slapstick dead body flying around on a boat while they're crashing into everyone kind of humor.
Yeah, it's like the toilet humor.
Yeah. What about characters?
I think this is where Waking the Divine really shines. You almost get, like you said, you almost feel like you're part of this little town.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when they're taking you around and you're meeting everyone, but Jackie O'Shea and Michael O'Sullivan, the two main, and Michael O'Sullivan is actually Grandpa Joe from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
What a gangly-looking man, like.
We do see both of their butts. We see some old man butts. That was not great. But the scene always makes me laugh.
He's like a skeleton.
He is like a skeleton. That's because he probably eats fish all day. And potatoes.
And chocolate bars.
The side characters, you have a lot of there's so many to go over with the townspeople, it's impossible to.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the main, you have Annie O'Shea, who is Jackie O'Shea's wife. And I like that she is just like, you're going to be in prison for this fraud. And then eventually she hops on board. Who else is there? Pig Finn. Yeah, that whole story, it comes together. But it does feel like a different movie. I guess they have it because it connects at the end. But if they didn't have it connect at the end, it wouldn't even matter. Like, this whole love triangle wouldn't even matter, except for the last 5 minutes of the movie. So it kind of takes some time away. But I like the characters. I like meeting everyone in the town.
Yeah, I think the two main leads are enjoyable. They are pretty comparable, actually, to the two leads in Weekend at Bernie's, because you have Jackie O'Shea is kind of like Larry, Andrew McCarthy's character in Weekend at Bernie's, where they're kind of the ones that want to keep going and really kind of put on the act and move forward with their plan to either assume the identity of this dead guy or just pretend that he is still alive and kicking. Whereas Michael O'Sullivan is like Richard in that they're going along with it, but then at every now and then they're like, are you sure we should keep doing this? Like, maybe we should stop. Maybe we're going too far. So I did think it was interesting watching both these movies. I was like, oh, they're both led by two guy best friends.
Yeah.
And each of them are kind of assuming the same personality types as in each of these movies. So
it did work better than I had picked it, because it was two dead guys, but it ended up working with the two main characters.
I do think that Jackie O'Shea, maybe because he's older and he's a nice guy, he was more likable than Larry. I think Larry was kind of a D-bag at certain points in Weekend at Bernie's. And just kind of over the top. He's one of those that's like, oh my gosh, when is enough enough? Especially with Weekend at Bernie's, you're just like, give it up already. No party or girl or rich lifestyle is worth this like absolute madness that you're going through, or jail, because you know you're That's definitely going to go to jail say. For this.
Yeah.
So, I think the two main leads in Weekend at Divine are more enjoyable than the two in Weekend at Bernie's. But I will say, the guy who plays Bernie, I think should get an Oscar for how well he portrayed a dead person, because...
I was wondering, I was like, did they use a mannequin? But there's no way, because it looked like him. Yeah. That is wild.
The stuff that they put him through, oh man.
There were scenes where I saw his ankle, like, being crushed when he was being dragged. I was like, you're gonna crush his ankle.
And man, did he commit, though. He was one dead body that entire movie.
Should have got the Oscar.
Should have got an Oscar. And then you have the love interest, which she was interesting.
Yeah, she took a while to respond all the time. Mm-hmm. He would be saying something, and he would say something weird, and she'd be like, what? And then that was it. And he'd say, oh, never mind. Yeah, it was a weird dynamic, and I don't know.
I do love the hitman, though. He's my favorite character in that movie.
His facial expressions and his... Is that Audrey? Mm-hmm. His facial expressions and going insane at the end.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Who are you giving your point to?
Oh, Waking Ned Divine, of course.
I think I'll give it to Waking Ned Divine as well. What about music?
I honestly don't remember any music from Weekend at Bernie's.
It's like an 80s comedy, kind of upbeat.
Oh yeah, that movie did look like...
I don't want to say like dance music, but like... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. Which is unfortunate, because we have a whole category to describe what the music sounds like. And I can't do that for this movie. But it sounds like your typical 80s comedy, lighthearted, goofy movie.
Yeah. Not a goofy movie.
Well,
maybe.
the music is a little similar to it, but...
Goofy. Waking at Divine, of course, being an Irish movie. Gotta have that bagpipes and Irish music. Gotta have it.
It wouldn't be an Irish movie without it.
And I love it. I love it. There's certain scenes in that movie where I get pretty pumped. Especially when he's driving the motorcycle naked.
Oh boy, yeah. You really see some more butt in that scene.
But there's some fast-paced Irish music. And he's in a rush to get back. He's trying to beat the lottery man back to Ned's house to act like Ned. So it's kind of some... pressure, and you feel that in the music and the scene.
Gotta love them bagpipes. Yeah, I mean, the music was good. Irish music, even though I am Irish, kind of all sounds the same to me.
Love it.
I enjoy it. It's nice. But if you were to play me some Irish music, I wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, that was specifically from Waking Ned Divine. That's some nice Irish music you got there.
That's a nice jig.
Yeah. I do think it worked for the movie, obviously, because it was an Irish movie. Weekend at Bernie's was fun music, though. I don't think either one really blew me away in this category.
Sure.
So I think I might actually give it a wash in this one. Okay. I don't think I'm going to award a point to either one. They're both fine. I don't think either one was bad. But, yeah, nothing really set one apart from the other for me, though.
Okay. I'll give it to Waking Ned Divine.
Because I like
Irish music.
Put it on your Spotify playlist?
Yeah. Oh, I listened to it on Spotify.
Do you?
I did, yeah. I listened to that soundtrack so good.
Nice. Nice. What about the tech?
Tech. This would be an interesting one to talk about. Mm-hmm. In Weekend at Bernie's, wow, does that look like the 80s?
Yeah.
It's you can certainly date the movie just by watching it. It's very bright. It's nice to look at.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming they used mannequins when they were shoving him off the side of patios and behind boats.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't tell, so they did a good job making it look like a real person.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I don't think it stood out too much.
Or when he's in the water, when they're on the boat, and he, like, falls off the boat, and he's in the water.
Oh, yeah. Hitting the little buoy things. Mm-hmm. And they're like, what's that noise? Yeah. Little bell.
That's also part of, like, the comedy and the writing that, like, is kind of the dumb humor, where you're like, oh my gosh, really? Like, neither of these guys are gonna realize that this dead body is flying off the side of their boat. But I digress.
Waking Ned Divine is a very nice movie to look at as well. I like the scenery. I like the setting where it's at.
What about the lighting?
I was going to talk about that. Because there were some points where it looked like I was on the sun. Just because how orange it was. I don't know why.
In Waking Ned Divine?
Yeah, there was like one or two scenes. It wasn't every scene. Mm-hmm. There was one.
He's got like the dream scene where he's talking to Ned.
Oh yeah, that one's kind of weird.
That one's pretty bright.
It almost hard to look at. And then at the end when the lottery man is back in the town at the day of Ned's funeral, it's like one scene is like an orangish tint, like really orange. I just couldn't stop staring at it because it was frustrating. I don't like when they tint movies, just like War of the Worlds.
Mm.
I don't know. I like the natural color.
Yeah. The Waking Ned Divine, I think the tech looked pretty solid. It looked like a well-put-together movie. The only thing with that one is at times it kind of felt like a TV movie.
Yeah, it felt older than Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is weird because it's 10 years younger.
Right. But it was fine. I have no complaints in the tech aspect. Nothing really jumped out. Kind of like the music. It was perfectly fine for the movie, but nothing really jumped out at being above average in the tech category.
Yeah.
Weekend at Bernie's, same thing. The comedy element was enhanced at some points because of the edits or cuts or shots, like you were mentioning before, with like the dead body kind of flying all over the place, or different kind of visual gags that they were trying to come across, which is, I think, where a lot of the humor actually worked for me, as opposed to like the writing. It was more like the physical gags that they did with the dead body, where it looked like the guy the entire time. So you're like, oh my gosh, like this, this guy, they're just putting him through everything.
They're dragging him behind a boat.
It's like, it's weird to watch that movie though, and not think about that guy actually being alive.
Right.
Like, at no point in that movie was I that, like, engrossed in the story that I was actually believed that, you know, they were with Bernie, who was dead. No, the whole time I was like, that is an actor pretending to be dead, and he's doing a damn fine job at it. But that has nothing to do with the tech, so I don't know how I got back to this point. I don't know. There's nothing really that stood out aside from those visual gags, too. So I think in terms of points, this one I think I might give to Weekend at Bernie's, just because they do have a lot of visual gags that stand out in terms of like a tech aspect. Whereas a week from now, I don't know if I would be able to recall anything that really stood out in Waking Ned Divine in the tech aspect.
Yeah. I think I'll differ. I'll give it to Waking Ned Divine. Just because I like the scenes. I'll get by on that super bright scene in the orange tint.
Yeah. Are you 4 for 4 right now?
I'm 4 for 4 with Waking Ned Divine.
I'm 2 and 1 and then a wash.
Yeah, that's right.
So which movie did you enjoy more, Rudy?
Oh, yeah. Which one did I enjoy? I'm a little biased because I've seen Waking Ned Divine, and I remember really enjoying the movie the first time I saw it. Watching it again, I was like, it's fine. It's a good movie, but I don't remember enjoying it as much as the first time, mm-hmm. which is kind of disappointing when you see a movie this for a second time, and you're like, oh, like that wasn't as great as I remember.
Yeah.
But I still enjoy it a lot more.
It could be because of it being like a fun concept with someone having the lotto and being dead. And so like watching it for the first time, you're really like, ooh, how's this going to play out? You know, you kind of have that sense of intrigue as to how are they going to pass it off? What jokes are they going to do to get by? So like watching it a second time, you already know how it's going to end and you already know a lot of the gags. It's probably still an enjoyable watch. It's still heartwarming. There's probably a good number of jokes that are probably still going to be funny when you watch it, but I could see Waking Ned Divine being a movie where once you know how it all plays out, going back and rewatching it, it'll probably still be good, but it might not be as like really enjoyable as the first time you watched it.
Yeah, that was a perfect description. Weekend at Bernie's, I didn't care for it. I don't know. It was too much.
Yeah.
I think it crossed that line of too much slapstick with not enough meaty substance for me. Meaty plot substance. I don't know. I'm fine never watching that movie again.
So, this is interesting, Rudy. Waking the Divine, I enjoyed. I thought it was a really sweet movie. I liked the characters. I thought a good amount of the comedy worked in it. But watching it and being done with it, I don't know if that's a movie I would watch again.
Okay.
I enjoyed it. I think it's really good. If someone was to put it on, I'd gladly sit down and watch it again. But I don't know if it's one that I would look for or necessarily go back to.
I can see that. Mm-hmm.
Weekend at Bernie's, when I first started watching it, like the first half hour or so, I was like, this movie is so dumb. I really don't like it. And then it just gets crazy and ridiculous, and you get the mafia guy. It's really that hitman guy that really makes the movie for me. I just keep coming back to that scene because it's just so funny. And then you have the whole climax at the end with him. Like, the movie gets actually, like, insane at the end. And while it's overly dumb, it's, you know, a lot of the comedy doesn't quite work just because it's so stupid. The characters are just kind of overbearing at times. They're not really that enjoyable. Yet there's something about the craziness of that movie that here's another movie that I don't know if I would necessarily like jump back into or like seek out, but thinking about both of them after the fact, there was more stuff that I was thinking back and like laughing on in Weekend at Bernie's than in Waking Dead Divine. And that's probably because Weekend at Bernie's is more of a comedy than Waking Dead Divine. But even the like tender, sweet moments, or the comedy, the lighthearted moments in Waking Dead Divine, it didn't really stand out in my mind as much as some of those crazy things that happen in Weekend at Bernie's. So I am going to give my point in entertainment to Weekend at Bernie's.
We differ.
I know. But I want to stress that while I don't necessarily think that Weekend at Bernie's is more of an entertaining film than Waking Dead Divine, it just kind of resonated with me more after the fact than Waking Dead Divine did.
Yeah, okay. So that's okay. Difference is good.
Yeah.
That's what makes life fun. Mm-hmm.
They're both good movies. I think both of them are enjoyable. If you're looking for kind of like a lighthearted comedy, Waking Dead Divine is more heartwarming and more sweet. So you have that going for you. Whereas Weekend at Bernie's is just kind of crazy, dumb humor. So it just depends on if you want like a good movie at its core with some humor or just a ridiculous movie with crazy humor.
Bodies flying everywhere.
Bodies flying. A kid burying a dead body in the sand.
Oh, that kid. Oh my gosh, I forgot about him. So weird.
He was kind of funny too. I don't know. It worked for me. I thought he was funny.
He worked for the movie.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. What do we have next week?
We have a request this week.
All right.
Yeah. We are doing Arrival.
Okay.
And Contact.
Okay. All right.
Some alien movies. Thanks, Cole, for the request.
Fun fact. Arrival, I went and saw in theaters.
With me?
Yes! Oh, well, then you already know the fun fact. I won't spoil it.
No, tell everyone else.
So me and Rudy went to the movie theaters to see Arrival, and the power went out and never came back on. So they gave us a refund, but we never went back and saw Arrival.
We never went back. I ended up finishing it 3 years later.
Yeah, me too. I watched it at home like years and years after it had been out for such a long time. I forgot that was you.
Yeah.
The good old days when we went and saw movies together, Rudy.
Yeah.
It's been so long.
It'll happen again.
Well, I can't wait. Thanks for the suggestion.
Please remember to replace the speaker on the post when you leave the theater.